Well, this morning I have the distinct pleasure of introducing our new summer series. All summer we are going to be going through the book of Psalms, and I thought it only appropriate that we begin at the beginning with Psalm 1, which really is not just in the beginning for an arbitrary reason. It doesn't just have a 1 next to it for no reason at all. It was written specifically as an introduction to the entire collection. So if you have a Bible, or if you can find one in the seat back in front of you, I would encourage you to open up and read along with me. Psalm 1, right in the middle of the Bible. Oh, the joys of those who do not follow the advice of the wicked, or stand around with the sinners, or join in with the scoffers. But they delight in doing everything the Lord wants. Day and night they think about his law. They are like trees planted along the riverbank, bearing fruit each season without fail. Their leaves never wither, and in all they do they prosper. But this is not true of the wicked. They are like worthless chaff scattered by the wind. They will be condemned at the time of judgment. Sinners will have no place among the godly. For the Lord watches over the path of the godly, but the path of the wicked leads to destruction. Psalm 1, as well as the bulk of the entire collection of Psalms, focuses on really the biggest questions of humanity, what we deal with over and over, what we have been dealing with for thousands upon thousands of years, what we have been asking and trying to answer. What Psalm 1 in particular focuses on is the question of happiness, like Juliana so eloquently brought to the kids this morning. What is true happiness? What does it mean to be truly happy? We often, in this translation I just read, it was translated a little differently, but in a lot of translations of the Bible, that word will be translated as blessed. You are blessed. The New Living Translation translated it as joyful. The translation that Julie read out of the New Testament this morning translated it as happy. And that's what it's all about, happiness. But as we will see, perhaps not the type of happiness that we usually think of when we hear the word happy. I would suggest that there is no other question that humans have asked themselves other than perhaps questions of purpose or meaning that have so consumed our imaginations and intellects as what does it mean to be truly happy? What does it mean to be fulfilled? What is happiness? How do we get it? Is it even something that can be gotten, that can be grasped, held on to? And today we are asking these questions in a culture which, however implicitly or subversively, really answers these questions for us in a lot of ways. I now want to watch a short film. Dave, do you have that? That I think pretty brilliantly shows us how we tackle happiness. The answer that we're sold over and over is more. Faster cars, a bigger screen, a smoother interface, another bike. Somehow if we get these things, then I'll be happy. I don't need happiness, I need bliss. What comes after bliss? Like the man in the video at the end, we find that this pursuit ultimately leaves us bored, lonely, dissatisfied, disappointed, maybe until we get our next fix. Now, this is not a hard sell, I realize. The idea that constantly chasing the next consumption fix will make us truly happy. What I think the real challenge of Psalm 1 and Scripture's definition of true happiness in general, true blessedness, is that it really has nothing to do with how we feel. It has nothing to do with how we feel. And when Juliana asked the kids what made them happy, they said a lot of things. And you know, say, if I asked you what made you happy, you'd think of something right now. You may think of a lover's touch, or a summer breeze, or when the Rockies win. They just shut out the Giants the other day. Hearing a child's laughter, maybe that makes you happy. Maybe it's a cold beer on a hot day, or maybe it's the smell of chocolate. Tessa and I just bought a new house. Very exciting, very fun. It's been satisfying, it's been exciting, it's been a lot of fun, and it's made us feel good. It's made us feel good, buying this house and moving in and getting everything set just the way we want it. It's really great. And the psalmist is not a masochist. Feeling good is good. Feeling good is fine. But it's not happiness. It's not happiness. True happiness, the psalmist tells us, is about pursuit. It's about direction. We read in the psalm that it is about somebody who meditates on the law. And that word law is the Hebrew word Torah, which we hear a lot. And it means more than just simply rules, regulations, prescriptions. It means more broadly instruction and will. And so this direction is about God's direction. And honestly, we often think of blessing as God affirming or helping in what we are doing. And the sad irony of that is that we could not have it more backwards. We with all great intention, we go on a mission trip or start a new business or start a family. And we ask God to bless us in that. With all humility, we ask God to bless us in that. And according to Psalm 1, this is backwards. What it is to be blessed is to align ourselves with what God is doing. Blessing is not God injecting himself into what we are doing. Blessing is us injecting ourselves into what God is already doing. Amen. God is not sitting around waiting for us to give him stuff to do. Well, I guess I'll bless that business now. I didn't have anything to do today. And as we read in Psalm 1 and in other psalms, this will, this direction, this thing that we get to join in with God has a specific content and a specific direction. If you still have your Bibles out, you'll see that in verse 5, that specific direction is justice. Justice. Now, lest we be confused, God's justice is often confused with what we humans have come up with the concept of what we think justice is, which is often sort of a retributive sense of rewarding good and punishing bad behavior. That's what we generally would agree, Merriam-Webster, that's justice, right? But that's not God's justice. God's justice does not give people what they deserve, but it gives them what they need. God's justice means setting the world right. That's what God is doing. And that's what we get to be a part of. In Psalm 72, it says that the king is blessed, truly happy. The king is truly happy because he is attending to the poor. In Psalm 41, it tells us that a truly happy person is one who cares for the poor. The psalmist has answered that nagging question. What is true happiness? It's direction. It's God's direction. And what is that direction? It's setting the world right. That's what God is doing. And that's what we get to join him in. And the promise, it says, is that we will be like trees planted on a riverbank. That we will flourish. God's justice is about human flourishing. Let me pray. God, you are good to us. And I thank you that you don't give us what we deserve. You give us life. And you give us purpose. And so God, I hope to live into Psalm 1. I hope that we, as your body, here on this earth, would live into your purpose, your direction, and your justice. Amen.